Hi, you're back again. Welcome to this next segment. I'm so happy that you've continued this far. Good for you. Well, as I explained in our first segment of this course, we're really looking at mindfulness and why we want to be mindful and how that's going to impact our health and our well-being. There is a revolution going on in the medical world. It used to be that the only people that knew or had awareness of the benefits of mind-body practices like yoga and mindfulness and meditation were people that were on some kind of spiritual track, that were either studying yoga or any of the Eastern wisdom traditions or the Christian contemplative tradition or Kabbalah. But all of that is changing. Doctors and scientists are now looking at yoga, at meditation, at yogic breathing techniques, and looking at how some of these techniques have wonderful benefits for our health and well-being. Where do I want to go from here? We've got to stop for a second. Every day, there's lots of new research coming out that's showing how a simple breathing technique, like we're going to learn in this course, can help us manage the stress in our life, can help us learn to deal with a whole array of anxiety disorders like insomnia or like depression, and also have wonderful benefits for anybody with any kind of chronic disease, can really lessen the difficulties of going through a chronic disease. This is also wonderful practice for just about anyone who wants to be healthier, be happier, be more mindful, and more content with their life as it is. Very often we go through periods in our life where we sort of feel like we're trapped or we're stuck in a place or in a relationship or in a job that we're not thrilled with. And as we practice yoga and we practice paying attention, we learn that nothing is a mistake. Everything we go through in our life is an opportunity to really grow from that experience, whether it's a pleasant experience or whether it's not such a pleasant experience. What happens when we are stressed all the time is, wait, I'm going to start that one over again. Learning a breathing technique that can help us turn on what's called the relaxation response is a way to deal with some of the negative effects that stress has on our life. We all know about the fight or flight response. When we're stressed, when we're anxious, what happens? Our body kicks into high gear. You know, our adrenal glands release what's called the stress hormones like cortisol and adrenaline, and that gets us ready to jump up and fight or run away from what the perceived threat is. Now, sometimes that's important. Sometimes there really is a grizzly bear standing on the path and we have to run like hell, or we have to, if we think we can overcome the threat, we'll stand and fight. But we also need to be able to balance that out. We need to learn how to turn on the relaxation response. This is something that was coined, the term relaxation response was coined by a man at Harvard by the name of Herb Benson, 30 years ago. And the relaxation response is the polar opposite of the fight or flight response. Learning to turn on the relaxation response means that we take control of the portion of the autonomic nervous system that settles us down, that calms us down. It quiets the brain waves, slows the heart rate, slows our respiration, it lowers blood pressure, and it makes us more grounded and more settled. Now, studies are coming out that show that there are techniques that we can do that help us learn to turn consciously turn on this relaxation response. So when we're feeling threatened, whether it's a whether it's simply a perceived threat, perhaps there really is no threat. We're just remembering an anxious moment, or we're fearful about something that's going to happen in the future. We start to get stressed. Those stress hormones kick into gear. We want to be able to learn how to settle ourselves down. That's what being mindful is all about. It's catching ourselves and going, I don't have to go down this road. I don't have to freak out here. I have a choice. Once you get it that you have a choice, it's very, very empowering. Now, the stress hormones aren't necessarily bad hormones. They've kept us alive as a species for thousands of years. But in our high stress culture, they're on too much of the time. Most of us are busy. Everybody talks about how busy they are. Oh, they're so busy. Oh, I'm so busy. Everybody's busy. Yoga practices help us learn to just, okay, appreciate this moment. You have a moment with your daughter or your son or your mother or your father, with your dog or a favorite family member. We can take that moment, we can be present, we can appreciate what is. Because we all realize as we go through life that we never know what could happen tomorrow. You know, we never know. Things change all the time. I look around this room and everything looks pretty stable, like it's not changing, but everything is changing every moment. And so it's really important for our happiness and our well-being to learn how to be present in this moment. So once we tune into this autonomic nervous system, or what we used to call the involuntary nervous system, we know now that it's not really so involuntary, that there are things we can do that take control, that we take control of these aspects of the autonomic nervous system. It's divided into two portions. There's the sympathetic nervous system, which sort of fires us up, gets us more excited, turns on the stress hormones. And there's the parasympathetic nervous system, which quiets us down, which slows everything down, brings us closer back to center. Our practices help us find the balance between these two, because we don't want to be way up here all the time, and we don't want to be asleep all the time. We want to find a balance, and we want to become more conscious, more aware of when we're out of balance. I think, unless you have any questions, that we're going to move on to the next segment, where we're actually going to begin to learn a practice that's going to help us get calm, get centered, get quiet, get more happy and more content. Thank you.